there's a danger that when a person has a routine, the familiarity of routine, people tend to forget and appreciate what they have, and sometimes you used to bring an external observer who can come from outside and say, ah, don't forget, don't realize what you're actually, what's going on here, realize what actually is going on. And Chazal warned us about doing mitzvahs, anoshim u'lumodo, doing them out of rote. The person has routine and to do the mitzvahs, you need a fish kite. I'd like to think of myself as here being frequent enough of a flyer that I can appreciate actually what's going on, and at the same time, being not frequent enough, I can be considered an external observer that I can offer a subjective opinion to say, for sake of something, you have to understand that every shir, every day presents its own challenges and nothing should be taken for granted. And if you have a program like this, to really appreciate it. Now, there's a Mishnah in Ovis, few Mishnahs in Ovis start off the fifth Peruk. I saw him on Morris Tipper Elon, the world was created, Ten Tiburim. Then the mission continues. Asura Adoris, we have Ramat Noyach. Asura Nisyoinois, Nisnasa Roma Vinu. And the Mepharshim asked, why is all of a sudden in this Mishnah, Avram is called Avram Avinu? The previous Mishnah, Asura Adoris, we have Ramat Noyach. He's not called Avram Avinu. And when it comes to the Nisyoinois of Avram, it's called Asura Nisyoinois, Nisnasa Roma Vinu. And the Yitzchak of Lodz explains, when we call Avrom or Roma Vinu, what we're saying is an Av, a father, passes things on to the generations Birusha. When we're speaking about Avrom Avinu, Avrom as Avrom Avinu, we're talking about that which is implanted in the Doyos of Kali Yisrael, that which is passed on to the future generations. Asura Nisyoinos Nisnasa Avrom Avinu, that which Avrom Avinu went through, Ten Nisyoinos, was to pass that on, that koyach onto the generations. The mysterious nefesh of Avrom got passed on to the generations. The fact that we find that people throughout the generations were able to leave their family, their homes, and go to Eretz Yisrael or go to the yeshivas is a result of Avrom imbuing in the genetic code of his future generations that ability to be mysterious nefesh, the fact that the Yidin Ledoros were able to give up their children, Akidosh Hashem, comes from the fact that Avraham Avinu did an Akedah, and that got implanted and imbued in the genetic code of Klal Yisrael. That's where we get it from. And that's why in this Mishnah, sorry, in this Tainos, it's not Avraham Avinu, it's called Avraham Avinu. The Av, the father who passed that on, Birusha, to generations, is those Nisyonos, that Kerach and Mesirus and Nefesh. One of the Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu, Machlokes, is showing him exactly what the ten Nisyonos of Mishnah doesn't list out, the Mishnah doesn't enumerate. What are the ten Nisyonos, what are the challenges that he went through, and not all Mufurish in the Torah, Chazal, but the Rishonim generally agree, one of the Nisyonos that we come across from Avinu in this week's Pasha was the Nisyonos of the Nisoyon of Avinu battling the kings, doing battle against the tremendous armies to save Loit. That's considered one of the Nisyonos of Avinu that he went through. Avraham Avinu was told, it's mentioned in this Pasha, there was a battle of the five kings against the four kings, they were captured, Lot was captured, and eventually, by Yahweh HaPolit, Yogi Avraham Avinu, a lot of Chazal, this whole Pasha, you have to learn it through the Midrashim Chazal, and Vayagi Avram of Ivri, the only time Ivri is mentioned in the Torah, he told to Avram Ivri, why? Because he knew that only a Yid, someone who stands Me'ever Echot against the whole world, he would be willing to put his own life at risk to go and save. Like, fine. What happened? He went into battle. And part of the battle was the spoils of war. And we're told, Yashua is Kor Rechush. And then Melech Sodom came out to Avram. And then with a small interlude here. Well, Malki Tzedek Melech Sholim, Malki Tzedek, the Chazal tell us it's a Shem ben Noyach, brought out Lechem v'yoyin, brought out Lechem v'yayin, v'hu choyin le'kele yoyin. Malki Tzedek, Shem ben Noyach was a koyin, le'kele yoyin. And he blessed, gave Avram a bracha. Besides bringing out lechem yayin, baruch Avram lekel elyon, kinesh shemayim v'oretz. Baruch Elenu, he gives a bracha to Hashem. Hashem begins to rech biyodecho. He delivered Avraham's enemies into his hands. Vayitin lo yimaisim ikul. So that's how the interlude, that conversation between Avraham and Malki Tzedek, and Shem. Incidentally there, the Medrash tells us that Avraham met Shem ben Noach, and he asked him, tell me what happened in the table. So that's where the story, when with the lion that he was late, and he goes, wow, that's Shem told that over to Avraham Avinu in this encounter. Now you even met us today with Avraham, tell me, give me return the people and keep the mic for yourself. Very famous, I'm not going to take a shoelace, nothing, not a thread. We make it to be cut, I'm not going to take anything. Do not say that I was the one who made Avraham rich. And Rashi says, I've got a haftacha from Kadosh Baruch Hu, Avrochecho means I'm going to make you rich, my mom, I don't need you to make me rich. So, incidentally, the Mefarshim ask, what do you mean, Vlo Yisoyma Ani Hashati to Avraham? Avraham Avinu has got a haftacha. He's going to become wealthy. Fine. Akash Brochel Maftiach? Fine. That's certainly going to happen. But Akash Brochel didn't tell him how, or what, or when, who's going to be the Shliach? Fine. So now, Melat Sadaim said, you can have all the money, and Ani Hashati will keep it. And Vlo Yisoyma, don't be the one to say, no, I was the one who made Avraham rich. No, Rebbeinu said, he's going to make me rich. I don't need you to make me rich. What do you mean? Rebbeinu didn't say how. He didn't say what the Shliach is going to be. He didn't say when or where. So that's all about from in the Sefer Kemetz HaMincha, which is a collection of drushes of Rav Chanoich Erentroy, not Dain Erentroy, but Rav Chanoich Erentroy in Munich, and they were originally said in German, they translated, drushes that he said in German, they translated. And he brings that pasuk initially, and he says as follows, the pasuk initially says, Bikas Hashem, he sashi. V'loi yoistiv etzev imo. Hashem it makes a person rich. Yeah, Baruch Hashem, Sashim, Lo Yosef, and there's no negative side effects, no sadness comes with it. Normally, one understands the positive means that when a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives something to Baruch Hu to somebody, yeah, you don't have to be worried there's going to be any fallout. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you something, it's good, it's all good. Oh, he says no. He says, Pshat is, Lo Yosef Etzev Imo, there's no sadness come with it. It's not going to be involved that package, any sadness for anybody else. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wallet and his bank account is big enough that he can give you a bracha without making somebody else lose out. Says now, if Avraham Avinu were to take this money, from this battle, where's this money coming from? There's people going to be left destitute and homeless. They've lost everything they own. This was confiscated in battle. This was taken away from them, they've got nothing left. He's taking detracting from somebody else? No, that's not Birkas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me a tocha, he's going to make me wealthy. Birkas Hashem Yisahashi, V'lo Yetzev Etzev Imo. There's no sadness going to come packaged with it. If someone else is going to end up crying because of that, I know this wasn't intended for me. Last year, around Hanukkah time, there was some glitch in the Tesco self checkout. If you use that as a certain debit card, whatever it was, it didn't get charged to your card. That whole shy of people said, awesome. One person came up to me and he told me that he feels that he's got a Hanukkah present from Hashem. Just give him a Hanukkah present. So I said to him, listen, I don't know whether it's Osir Mutter, we can discuss it. If you've done it, you have to return it. Well, it's a halakhic discussion, we can have a discussion. But one thing I can tell you, if someone else is having a hesed from it, because Hashem Yisashin, Lo Yesu Etzimo, it's not a Hanukkah present from Hashem. That's for sure, that's definitely not. And Kadosh Baruch Hu's bank account, his wallet is big enough, there's enough there for everybody, that he can give a bracha without having to make someone else have a chasson. Akavonim, we have here an interesting parasha, and one of the interesting items here is a phrase here. Vayitin lo yimaisim ikol. Vayitin lo yimaisim ikol. Four words. And Dakesh Shel Torah is Tal Tali Tinim Shalachos Hakol Koitz Koitz. Yeah, but Vayitin lo yimaisim ikol. He gave him maisim from everything. What does it mean? Vayitin loy, who gave who? Apostle doesn't say, he gave him. Vayitin, he gave loy to him. Who's he? Who to him? Maisa, what Maisa was this? What Maisa? Mikoil, from everything. What's Mikoil? there's an interesting psak, which is floated around the Shem Reb Chaim Kanievsky, which I'll see in the end, relates to somebody finding something in a Veda in a situation where he's allowed to keep it. There's a situation which is commonly known as Zuzei Shoyam, something which is considered being lost beyond recovery. Someone who then is able to retrieve something, Mizutei Shoyam, hits a Mizutei Shoyam, is allowed to keep it. But there is an Indian of if Nimashur Sadin to return it, hits a Mizutei Shoyam, then if you know who lost it, to return it. If Nimashur Sadin, one's not required to. But Chazal, Mishabeach, if Nimashur Sadin. There is a psak which I've seen quoted by Shimon Hagievsky that says someone who saves something Mizutei Shoyam and he decides to return it, before he returns it, he's required to give a ma'aser from it. Why? He's allowed to keep it. It's his. Okay, fine. It's his. It's a bit more. He's giving it back. Okay, that's his choice. You can do what you like with your money. You're choosing to do the right thing. Give it back. Say, before you give it back, it's yours. Ma'aser. He gives it back. So the person who gets it now, he has to take ma'aser again. Why? He's got something. New, he's got a new asset. He's acquired a new asset. Something came to him, no cost. He wasn't entitled to get it back. He had no real claim to it. It wasn't his. The regga was Zuzei Shoyam, not his. So anyone can take it. In fact, someone else did take it. Get it? So is there a makot for it? Is there not a makot for it? Based on this pasuk, by Yitain Loi Maisa Mikol. By Yitain Loi Maisa Mikol, as you said, is a pasuk which needs explanation. And perhaps we'll start with the Rambam in Hilchos Melachim. The Rambam, Hilchos Melachim, fascinating Sa'al Halachos. The Rambam records the chain of the Mesoyos HaMitzvos, how the Mitzvos were given to Klal Yisrael. He says the first six Mitzvos were originally given to Adam Rishon. I asked seven mitzvahs for Nach, no, because the Rambam says Adam Rishon didn't have the mitzvah of Eivah ben Achai. He wasn't allowed to eat meat, and that was only given later on to Noach. And that was shat the whole world ad Avrohom, until Avrohom Avinu came along. Avrohom Avinu was in Stavet, yes, al Eilu, I mean, he had an additional besides these seven mitzvahs for Noach. He had mitzvah smida. But who is Chilas Shachris? And additionally, Avram was the one who introduced Chilas Shachris. The Yitzchok, Hebrish Maisa, Vaisa Tula Cheretzif Nesio. Yitzchok was Machrish Maisa, and he Davon Nochat Fila, Lif Nesio. Yaakov Vaisa Gidan Noshe, Vizwal Arabis. Mitzrayim, Mitzrayim, Amram. It goes on, continue, Mitzrayim, Serious, Achei Boi Moshe Rabbeinu, Nishtara Yodri. So Rambam says there were seven mitzvahs till Avraham Avinu came along. There was he was nitztava al amilo, and also he davened shachris. Yitzchok, hibrish maisa, and davened mincha. Says the rabbi comments there in his hasagas. Omar Avraham, and Jesus comments, kein ro'i leima. It would be more appropriate for the Rambam to say, but who is falas shachris for hibrish maisa? Avraham Avinu davened shachris. So, neither the Rambam or the Ravid explain what exactly reference they're talking about the Pesukim, but Mavosh explain that there's everyone agrees by it. In Toldos, in Pashas Toldos, there's a measure that Yitzchok said there was a measure of Me'esh Sharim. He grew a wheat Me'esh Sharim, and the Chazal say this, the reason why the measure there is told to us is in order that Yitzchok wanted to know the amount in order to give Ma'isa. And the Ravid is commenting on the Rambam. Vayitein lo ma'aser mikol of this week's parsha. Ma'aser, the idea, concept of ma'aser is already mentioned by Avraham Avinu. So what's going on? So what's going on here? What's going on? What's shat in the Rambam? The Rambam says the first one who recorded to set aside ma'aser is Yitzchok. Wow. There's no, certainly the Rambam didn't forget this possible. Vayitein lo ma'aser mikol. So there's a number of approaches. A number of approaches in understanding of the matter here. Number one, the Mefarshim on the Rambam, They object to the derived understanding. What do you mean? Maisa, when we talk about Maisa, there's different types of Maisa. But when we talk about Maisa of the Torah, Maisa of the Torah is talking about Maisa Dogon, something which is taken from grain, or Maisa Behema. The concept of Maisa Kesofim, of giving tzedakah to the share of amount of one tenth of one chosim, is not mentioned necessarily in the Torah. So, what's the Ravid want? The Rambam says, we understand now. Okay, but even though Maisa Mikol, that was a Maisa Bechal. What's Maisa? Maisa is if you have Tuvah, if you have behemoths, you have to take all Maisa, you have to take a tenth of it. But the idea of giving a tenth of the money, so you can ask me, so okay, so what was he doing then? What was he doing? What was he doing? He was giving Maisa, some say he was giving Maisa, there's a dinner in Pashas Matos, we recorded by Melchemes Midian, that when they brought back the spoils of the war, they had to give part of it to the Kohen, to Aaron, part of it to the Kohanim. So, yeah, so there's a dinner, spoils of war, you give a part of it, but that's not a mitzvah of Maisa, which the Rambam records. So, what's the Ravid holds? It's possible the Ravid holds one of two things. Either the Ravid holds the Enoch Hanami, we're talking about Maisa Kesofim here, and the Amar Kurius in Chazal is a shitta that Maisa Kesofim is Dereisa, it's a Drosh and Sifri. There is a shitta that it's a Drabonon, and it's a shitta that's a Minug. But either way, it could be even if it was a Drabonon. Fine, Avraham Avinu, Chazal tell us, kept all the mitzvahs. Afinu, Erev Tavshilin. So, he kept Rabbonons. Is it shver that the Torah is making a record of that which Avraham Avinu kept, even a mitzvah which later on became Rabbon? Could be. Or it could be that the Ravid holds and Hanami. Once the Torah was given, Maisa takes the form only of Dagon or Behema. But we know that mitzvahs before Matan Torah were done lefi the inyonim, not lefi necessarily lefi the problem that we had after Matan Torah. So, for example, Yibum, the Ramban tells us that even though after Matan Torah was only done, can only be done by a brother, but it can only be done in certain circumstances. Before Matan Torah, Yibum was done. It wasn't done in Memush lefi the same protim that was done in after Matan Torah. So fine. But the Maisa, so it comes out, the Pashtus is understood here that Avraham Avinu was giving some sort of Maisa, and the question is, does that have a shame Maisa or not? Was that considered Maisa that fall in the category of Maisa as we know it, and therefore is it appropriate for the Rambam to record it or not? And interesting enough, Reb Chaim Kanievsky in his Sefer, Al HaTorah Tamei Dikra, says in brackets, he says sort of Ulai Mikan, Yesh Lahavirai, perhaps from here, you can bring a raya from someone who saves something, Nizutei Shayam, and then he returns it, Lefnim Yishur Sadin, you have to take Maisa, which is the reason like, why? Because here, the Maisa, at the end of the day, Avraham Avinu returned everything. He didn't keep it for himself, and nonetheless, he took Maisa. Is perhaps there's a raya from here that if you find something in a way that you're entitled to keep it, and then you decide to return it, you still have to take Maisa. And it's yes and no, it doesn't seem so clear about it, because he's muttered there, says it could be here, Avraham Avinu really intended to keep it originally. Okay. But either way, and Yitzchak Silverstein, I saw in the Sefer Alein in the Shabeach, he brings the story of Bnei Brak about this fellow who fainted, and Atzala came and resuscitated him, and as they kept resuscitating him, he kept fainting again, and they realized, someone there said he's just lost a huge amount of money, an envelope which he's set aside to marry off his kids with, and so then someone pipes up, they found it, and they believe that the psak of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, that the fellow who found it has to take Maisa first. But if you look at it in the Sefer Tamei Dikra, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, actually the Sefer is not so clear, but be that as it may, that's only, the comment there is only on the person himself who found it. But the Hisofa, that the person who receives it, that doesn't say that in time of the Quran, and Pashtus, you won't have a basis for that from our Pasuk. Except the Panim Yafus in the Haflah, in his Sefer HaTorah, the Panim Yafus, it says that what's Peshat in the word Mikoil? Vayitin lo yimaisa mikoil. What's mikoil? So there's actually a few mishotim. One mishot mikoil is that the Maharal just says mikoil means that doesn't mean on the stuff that Faket. Maharal said doesn't mean on the stuff that he got from the wall, because that he returned, and that you're not mechuyev to take maisa from. You're giving it back anyway. What does it mean, Miko? It means on everything he had until now. He says one of the authors, what do you mean? Why is he taking maisa on everything he had until now? Why is he taking maisa on everything he had until now? Why did he take maisa? Why hasn't he taken maisa yet? All of a sudden, he meets shame, and he wakes up, and he realizes he has to take maisa. What's going on? Says the Pongan Yophus, because he was in a situation of war, and Avraham Avinu stood to lose everything he had, and now that he won the war and he came out victorious and he survived this battle, all of a sudden all his things, his own things returned to him. So he stood in a situation where he had everything to lose. Re'isi b'tshuva, he says, don't say who. Re'isi b'tshuva. If someone has a chayv, which he was nisyayish from, that means someone owes somebody money, he has a debt, he has a credit by somebody, and he's nisyayish, and he does not expect to get this money ever back. He's not been moichel it. The person still owes him. But he doesn't think there's any realistic chance of getting his money back. And one day, despite all eventualities, this fellow turns up and pays him back this debt. Re'isi b'tshuva, that you have to take maisa from that money. It's your money, you'd already taken maisa before you lent it. He gives it to him, he lent it out, he didn't expect to return it. Says the Hanami office, and then the Koyo, this is what I'm saying over here. By eating my maisa mikoyo, it means from his own things. Yeah? From his own things. Why? Because he stood in a position where he had to lose it. It was returned to him. If it was returned to him, so it was like, according to the Panamiyafas, this would be a Mekoy for the second stage. That when the items returned to somebody, actually lost it, the Zutik Shayyam. So that's how much more so. In Achanak, it was returned to you. It was never yours. It was yours. You lost it. Someone else found it and then returned it to you. So then you're certainly, according to the Panamiyafas, and Achanak, it certainly would be a Mekoy that he has to take Maisa again. Yeah, there's another Mishat Maisa Mikol, because the question is, what's going on here? Vayitin lo Maisa, who did he give it to? The question is, Vayitin lo, who gave it to who? So the Pasha says, Avram gave to Malki Tzedek, Shane, who claimed the Kalevium. Now there's another question the Pasha asks, you don't give Maisa to a Kalevium. Maisa goes to a Levi. Now, I'm not sure why that's such a kasha personally, because I don't see how Shane was more of a Kohen than a Levi. There was no Kohen, there was no Levi at that stage. Who? Kohen le Kelenyon? He was somehow his Meshoris, maybe he brought Kabbalahs. I don't know exactly what made him a Kohen le Kelenyon, but the truth is, but even like, normally, if you do give a Kohen, what do you give a Kohen? Kohen gets Trumas Maisa. It's also called Maisa in the Torah. That means the Maisa, the Levi, gets 10% normally, and he has to take off from that 10%, 10%, and 1% goes from the Levi to the Kohen. It's also called Maisa, but it's a Trumas Maisa. It's a Maisa Mena Maisa. So don't think that's what it means over here. Because, no, he gave Maisa Mikol. It wasn't a Maisa Minha Maisa. It was a Maisa Mikol. It was a Maisa, 10% on the whole net value.
I can see there must be a difference between using a sin, thinking maybe I'll get it back, maybe I won't, and giving up my head. I won't be getting the money back, but subconscious I may get it back.
That's more of a chiddush than something actually losing that. And even that, the Pandemic Office says, also suggests that's a reisi b'tshuva. Yeah, okay. I'm asking to use the chiddush. I'm asking to use the chiddush, and I wouldn't be surprised if other people take an opposing view. I got upon him. But yeah, so but there is another pshat in the Rishonim, in fact, and that's based on the Gemara Nedarim. The Gemara Nedarim says the end of the third period, that's not based on the base. The Gemara says, interesting to Gemara. Omer b'zuchari mishum b'yishmol. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu lo hifzik kuhuna m'shem. Kadosh Baruch Hu had an intention that kuhuna should come from the descendants of Shem. Shneema, possibly this week, etc. But who kohen the kelein? Shem was the kohen. What happened? Kim and Shikdin Bikas Avram and Bikas Amakum. Hitzir met Avram. Shenema. What happened when he met Avram? He gave a bracha to Avram. Baruch Avram le Kelelu. Kodei Shomayim Boretz. And then what happened next pasuk? Baruch Kelelu. He gives a bracha to Hashem. Uh-oh. No. Toilisht. Don't give a bracha to Avram before you give a bracha to Hashem. And when that happened, Avram said to him, V'chimak dinin, b'riches eved, b'riches kainai. To me, the eved, you give me a bracha before you give to a bracha to Hashem. Miyad, immediately, nidna le'Avram. Shnema, like a pasuk that the kunnam was given to Avram and his descendants. And his descendants are going to bring the pasuk. Hainu d'chsev. And that's Hayyim said that's the diuk in the pasuk. V'hu koyin lekel elyoin. Who koyin? V'ein zari koyin. It wasn't passed to generations. Now, what exactly happened is what you can see in the Mepharshim. The Gemara doesn't tell us exactly what happened. Was it a result of that misdemeanor? He was disqualified. Or is it indicative the fact that he was able to do the makdim, the brachas eved, the brachas koinoi, that's indicative that he's not cut from the cloth, which is relevant, which is shaykh to have it passed on to generations of kohanim? He doesn't have it in his genetic code, or no, it was in his code, b'keish lo hitziyah mikom shem, but given that he said that, that disqualified him.
Avraham was a descendant of Shem. Avraham descendant of Shem as well.
So? Yeah, but I guess the other descendants of Shem were cut out. Yeah. It was going to be from Shem and his. So it's unclear what happened. And Nachman could be as follows. They could Shai is after King learned Pshat. There's Pshat one of the Shem learned Pshat, the Torah, Torah, the Chizkuni. They learned Pshat in the Pasuk. Vayitin loy maisa nikol. Vayitin loy is Shem gave to Avraham maisa nikol. Why? Because he now lost his kohanah. And now Avraham Avinu became the Kohen. At this point, that miyad nitnol Avraham, it was immediately given to Avraham Avinu. So at that point in time, Avraham Avinu now was the one who's considered the Kohen. Therefore, by Yitin Loi, it was appropriate for Malki Tzedek, Shem, to now give it to Avraham Avinu. And other Mepharshim learn, no, Shem remained the Kohen. It was only the future generations that didn't get passed on to Kohen. Who Kohen? The Ein Zari Kohen. He remained the Kohen, but Ein Zari Kohen didn't get passed on to generations. So, my son. And just a quick summary, starts off with a vault of a Kevitz Mincha, you can say it over, a Shabbos table, Birkas Hashem, he, Sashim lo yesef etzim imo, shalom yisem ani yeshat et avrom, it can't be from Hashem if someone else is going to be disappointed, the Birkas Hashem, Sashim. Then we spoke about the Pasuk, Vayitin loy maisi mikol, three, diyukim the mafash, Vayitin loy who gave who, it's a machloikis, was it Avrom to, Shame, or was it Shame to Avram? There is another Pashat that has time to discuss, Meshech Chochmah, the Rebbe is Hashem gave to Avram. Maisa, what's the Maisa? Was it a Maisa Ksofim? Was it a proper Maisa? Was it a Meches? What was Miko? What was it from? Was it from the Sholol? Was it from all his own Chosin? And spoke about the Asura Nisim, Shenis Nasa, Avram, Avinu. Fine, let's go.